Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Unthinkable, Who Survives When Disaster Strikes? And why Amanda Ripley delves deep into the human psyche to uncover how individuals react in the face of disasters. Through riveting narration and exhaustive research, Ripley explores a mix of natural and man-made catastrophes to provide insights into the science of survival. The book is a fascinating exploration of survival psychology, detailing how the unexpected can significantly alter human behavior. Ripley's compelling storytelling and exhaustive research offer readers an eye-opening glimpse into the decisions people make under extreme pressure and the factors that influence those choices. This book is not only a testament to human resilience, but also a guide that teaches us about the capacities we all possess but hope never to use. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of fear. Fear plays a crucial role in survival situations, as Amanda Ripley explains in The Unthinkable. Through various anecdotes and scientific research, the book highlights how fear can both impair and enhance a person's ability to react during disasters. On one hand, fear can paralyze decision-making, leading to denial and inaction. On the other hand, it can sharpen instincts and quicken response times. Ripley delves into the biology of fear, explaining how the brain processes threats and the physiological changes that occur in response to danger. Understanding the dual nature of fear is essential for preparing oneself mentally and physically to face any crisis situation head-on. Secondly, the importance of preparedness, a central theme in The Unthinkable, is the critical need for preparedness. Amanda Ripley emphasizes that while disasters are often unpredictable, having a plan can significantly impact the outcome. The book provides numerous examples where prior training and drills have saved lives, from evacuation procedures during fire drills to safety instructions on airplanes. Ripley argues that preparedness goes beyond physical measures. It also involves mental readiness. Developing the mindset to anticipate and react to potential disasters can drastically improve one's chances of survival. This topic encourages readers to take proactive steps in preparing for the unthinkable, highlighting the importance of awareness, training, and education in disaster resilience. Thirdly, the myth of panic. Amanda Ripley challenges the commonly held belief that mass panic is inevitable during disasters. The Unthinkable uncovers the truth that, contrary to popular perception, people often display tremendous resilience and cooperation in the face of calamity. Through detailed case studies, Ripley shows how instances of so-called panics are actually more nuanced, frequently involving rational decisions made under stress. The book discusses the factors that influence collective behavior, including social bonds, leadership, and the spread of information. By debunking the myth of panic, Ripley not only provides a more accurate understanding of human behavior during crises, but also highlights the potential for organized response and mutual aid in emergency situations. Fourthly, survival mindset. A crucial aspect of surviving a disaster, as discussed in The Unthinkable, is developing a survival mindset. Amanda Ripley explores the psychological traits and attitudes that distinguish those who survive from those who don't. This includes the ability to stay calm, think clearly, and take decisive action even when under severe stress. The book highlights stories of individuals who have demonstrated remarkable resilience and resourcefulness in the face of dire circumstances. Ripley also provides practical advice on cultivating a survival mindset, such as the importance of adaptability, the power of positive thinking, and the need for situational awareness. By understanding and adopting these mental strategies, readers can improve their chances of overcoming any challenge they might face. Lastly, the role of leadership and communication. In times of crisis, effective leadership and clear communication are paramount, as Amanda Ripley underscores in The Unthinkable. The book examines how leaders can make a profound difference in the outcome of a disaster by providing direction, reassurance, and vital information. Ripley also explores the impact of communication, or lack thereof, on the behavior and decisions of individuals and groups during emergencies. Through case studies, it is evident that misinformation or the absence of communication can exacerbate confusion and hinder response efforts. Conversely, accurate and timely information can facilitate coordinated action and increase the chances of survival. This topic underscores the importance of developing strong leadership and communication skills, both for individuals and within organizations, to navigate through crises effectively. In conclusion, Amanda Ripley's The Unthinkable is a must-read for anyone seeking to understand the complex dynamics of human behavior in the face of disaster. It is especially beneficial for emergency responders, policymakers, and those living in disaster-prone areas, although its lessons are universally applicable. The book equips readers with invaluable knowledge on fear management, the importance of preparedness, the reality behind mass panic, the characteristics of a survival mindset, and the critical role of leadership and communication. By distilling lessons from real-life events and survival stories, The Unthinkable empowers individuals with the tools and insights needed to face unforeseen challenges, TP. Ultimately, it reinforces the idea that while disasters are inevitable, defeat is not. With the right mindset and preparation, survival is within reach. If you would like to support Amanda Ripley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.